You like this one?
Please.
Get a kasuv ayad shel eved. So Gemara getting on that chaf tells us how you muchzakim be eved shu shelo. It was known that this husband had this certain eved. But get kasuv ayado, and now there's a get written on the hand of this guy's eved. Very yotzi mitachas yada. But this eved is now walking around with the wife with this get that's written on the eved's hand. Mahu, is it going to be a valid gerushin or not? So the question of the Gemara is, do we say, could we assume that this husband was mocking the Eved to her, and therefore should be a valid get? Or do we say, no, this Eved must have just ran away and walked on his own, and that there was never a Nesina and Hakna from the Baal to the Isha, and therefore it shouldn't be good? So before we get to the answer, the Gemara was bothered, I don't understand. Why is this even a question? It should automatically be pasul, because it's Saksav Sheachal is Daif. It's able to before. Someone could just play around with this Eved and write whatever they want on this Eved. So my answer is no, it was a ksoves kaka. And it was tattooed onto this Eved. So when you have it tattooed onto the Eved, it's EF Sharli is Daif, because it's a permanent ksiva. And therefore, you can't easily say this should be puzzle because Yachal is Daif. This was a ksoves kaka. So then the Gemara now going back to its question, so could we assume that this is going to be a valid get or not? Or, right, could we assume that the husband was mocking the Eved and therefore it should be a valid get? Or should we be choshish that the Eved just ran to the Isha and there was never a Nesina and it shouldn't be valid? So Rish Lakish says, Hagodros in lehen chazaka. That like animals, tzon, sheep, they don't have, you can't make a chazak on them because they can easily move around, they can easily walk to you. So we compare gojers to an eved, and that we say that we're concerned that this eved just walked away on his own, and therefore it's not going to be a valid get. But at the end of the day, we see that you're able to do and perform a ksovis kaka, a tattoo, on your eved. So the bottom kash of the sig is, how is that possible? The pasuk tells us, ksovis kaka lo titu b'chem, that you're not allowed to have a tattoo, it's an isur d'oraisa. So how can you have a ksovis kaka on your eved to write a get? So Tosfos gives the first answer, because not every ksovis kaka is an issa deraisa. In order for ksovis kaka to be an issa deraisa, it needs to be mamish or ksovis kaka. That's going to be bedil, bekhol. It has to be a real ink, a real engravement, and that was not done here. And therefore, this is a lighter type of ksovis kaka, and it was not the type that reaches the issa deraisa, and that's why it was allowed. The second answer that Tosfos gives is because there's yesh omrim that ksovis kaka is only going to be an issa deraisa if your ksevas kaka, you tattoo a shem of avodah zarah, the name of an avodah zarah. And when last time I checked, writing a get is not writing a avodah zarah, and that's why that's not an isser of ksevas kaka. That's why it's fine to do a ksevas kaka on an eved. The Meiri gave the third answer. The Meiri said that's efshar, as Rabbi like to say, that even though you did do a ksevas kaka, and that would have been an isser deraisa, this is on a Jew, there's no isser of ksevas kaka on one's eved. So the obvious question is, why would there be no ksevas kaka on one's eved? So the pasuk says, "Uksevas kaka lo titnu bachem." You can't have a tattoo bachem, which is referring to Jews. So seemingly the Meiri is learning that an eved Kanani is not considered bachem, is not considered a Jew. So what is this nekudas machlokas between the Meiri and Tosfos? So seemingly the nekudas machlokas between the Meiri and Tosfos is how we're magir an eved Kanani. Is Eved Kanani considered a Jew, or is Eved Kanani not considered a Jew? According to Meiri, an Eved Kanani is not considered a Jew, and that's why there's, even though you do a ksevas kaka, it's not an iser deraisa on one's Eved, because an Eved is not a Jew, and because the pasuk said ksevas kaka lo titu bachem. So even though you do a ksevas kaka on an Eved, that's not the iser, and so that's why the Meiri says that it was fine to do a ksevas kaka on your Eved. But according to Tosfos, who is really worried about doing this ksevas kaka on an Eved, and therefore he had to come with two different answers, either that this wasn't a real ksevas kaka because it was lighter, or because this was a ksevas kaka is only if it's a shem of avodah zarah, but this was just a get, and therefore it's going to be fine. So Tosfos was clearly viewing an Eved Kanani to be considered a Jew, and that's why he was so concerned, and he was trying to give this different explanations as to why this would not constitute ksevas kaka iser deraisa. So a fundamental machlokes, important to remember, hint between Tosfos and the Meiri as to how we're magdir an Eved Kanani. Right, the nekudas machlokes between Tosfos and Meiri is how we're magdir an Eved Kanani. According to the Meiri, an Eved Kanani is not a Jew, but according to Tosfos, an Eved Kanani would be a Jew, and therefore would be subjected to the Isra of Ksevas Kaka. So then we wanted to know, are there any rayas back and forth and how we could understand if Eved Kanani is a Jew or not a Jew? So for starters, Tosfos, who says an Eved Kanani would be a Jew, seemingly, we could look that an Eved Kenani has a milah, has a tefillah, he's chayiv in mitzvos kenashim from the gzeir shav of lav la miisha. So seemingly he has those characteristics that make him seem to be like a Jew. But on the other hand, like on the, if you're going to go down the Erie side, that he's not a Jew, on the Eved Kenani is not allowed to marry a Jew, and even if he tries, in Kedushin Tofsin, so seemingly he's not like a Jew. And we know that an Eved Kenani is also going to be patur mitzvah, and he's not chayiv in all mitzvahs. So we have room to say like Yosos, we have room to see like Miri. This Eved Kenani is kind of in a quasi zone. So are there any real kind of back and forth riyas that we could bring to see between Tosfos and Miri who is right and how we're Magdir and Eved Kenani? Which again was Toloi on how they understood how you're able to be to perform a Ksevas Kaka on one's Eved. So we first looked at the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin teaches us that the way a guy becomes an Eved Kenani is that after his master now makes a kinder on him, the goy has a mila tefillah, and now he becomes the Eved Kenani. And when it's time for him to come freed, so how does an Eved Kenani become freed? He has a shtar shichur and a tefillah shnia, right? A tefillah shichur. So what's the nature of this tefillah shnia? What's this requirement of the tefillah shnia? So according to the Ritva, let's start with Tosfos. According to Tosfos, this requirement of tefillah shnia for him to now be freed is a din d'oraisa. And that without performing this tefillah shnia, this Eved Kenani would still be an Eved Kenani. He wouldn't go out free. So according to Tosfos, from the fact that he learns that this tefillah shnia is a din d'oraisa, and that without it, he'd still be considered Eved Kenani, clearly he was learning that the tefillah rishona of this guy, now becoming an Eved Kenani, that he had to undergo, was not a tefillah for conversion. It was not a full-fledged conversion, making this Eved a Jew. And then this Eved Kenani is not a Jew at all. And it's only once he becomes freed and he undergoes this tefillah shnia, which is a din d'oraisa, which is acting as this tefillah for geiros, that is when he now becomes a Jew. So this Tosfos would go under the Meiri side, that you plug in Tosfos with Meiri, that Eved Kenani is not a Jew. For the fact that the tefillah shnia, according to Tosfos, is a din d'oraisa, because that's what his real geiros is. He's not a geir, he's not considered a Jew from the tefillah rishona. It's only after once he goes free. According to Ritzvah, however, this nature of the tefillah shnia is just a chumrah d'rabbanan. It's a new start. He's now being mekabel a new mitzvos, right? We said he was patur in tefillah, now he's going to be chayv in tefillah. He's an aliyah b'kedusha, it's an aliyah b'ruchnius, and alzeh, a chumrah d'rabbanan, when you're going through an aliyah b'ruchnius and b'kedusha, that requires a tefillah shnia. And therefore, according to the Ritzvah, that first tefillah that this guy went, when he went to become an Eved Kenani, that was the tefillah geiros. And therefore, an Eved Kenani, according to the Ritzvah, is a Jew, and that would go under Tshitas HaTosfos, that we view an Eved Kenani as a Jew. So Rebbe like, mentioned that Tosfos here flips sides, that we were putting Tosfos in our sugya on the side that an Eved Kenani is a Jew, but over here, that goes with the Ritzvah, unlike Tosfos in the Gemara Yevamos Mem Zayin, which is going like the Meiri, that it's not a Jew. But Rebbe said, it's not an issue, there are a lot of many Baalei Tosfos, we're not so bothered that the Tosim are not lining up with us over here. The next riot that we brought was the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Mem. Gemara Gittin Daf Mem says that if a Jew wants to marry a Shifcha Kananis, he's not able to until he frees her, so she becomes a Bas Yisrael and would now be eligible for him to be married to her. So Gemara wants to know what happens if he's a poor guy, he doesn't have enough, or whatever, for some reason he only has enough paper to write a Shtar Shichur and a Shtar Kedushin. Is he able to double up and to put them in one? So one month Amar says he would be able to, and how do you do that? You just write one star, one document that says Harayat Mekudesh Shli. Because by saying Harayat Mekudesh Shli to your Shifcha Kananis, it's tantamount to writing a star Shechor, because you know that you can't be Mekudesh to her if she's still your Eved Kenani. She has to be Bas Yisrael, she has to be freed. So when you write Harayat Mekudesh Shli, it's tantamount to writing the star Shechor. So one month Amar says that would be possible. So Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin asks, I don't understand, what about the Tefillah Shnia to Dinder Raisa? So how could all of a sudden he just write Harayat Mekudesh Shli, give it to the Bas Yisrael, give it to the Eved Kenani, his Shifcha Kenanis, and now be married to her? Where was her Tefillah Shnia to allow her to be Bov Bakahal? So again, we see this Tosfos is the Shitaso from before in Yohamas Mem Zayin, which is proving that an Eved Kenani, Shifcha Kenanis, is not a Jew. Because you need the Tefillah Shnia as a Din D'oraisa for her now to become a Ger and for her to become a full-fledged Jew. The Ritva, though, in Yohamas Mem Zayin, goes Be'ikvos, what he said earlier, which is that it's okay. There's no, and Tosfos there said, Hachmai Skinon, that she was Tovelis. My bad. Hachamai Skin that she was Tovelis before he gave the Kedushin. That's why it was going to be valid. The Ritva, however, says, no, it's okay. She doesn't need to go through a Tefillah before because it's just a Chumra Midirabanan to have this Tefillah Shnia because the Tefillah Rishona was the real Geir. That was the real conversion. So again, the Ritva is going, Ikvos, Tosvos, and our Sigya that Ebe Kananis, Shif Kananis, is considered a Jew. So, to recap, we wanted to know how you could write a Ksevs Kaka on one's Eved. So we had two answers in Tosfos. One was that it's not an Issa D'Raisa here because it was a lighter type of Ksevs Kaka. It wasn't B'diyo B'chol, and it wasn't really engraved in. Answer number two was that it's Ksevs Kaka is only an Issa if it's a shame of Avodah Zarah. This is a get. And then answer number three was the Meiri, that it's Efshar, that Ksevas Kaka is only an Isra on a Jew, right? Lo Yitinu Bachem, Ksevas Kaka, but Ksevas Kaka Lo Titinu Bachem. And therefore, when it's on an Eved, and according to the Meiri, an Eved is not considered a Jew, and that's why there was no Isra to write a Ksevas Kaka on one's Eved. Those are the three answers we gave, and then we went into this whole tangent now, not really a tangent, it is important, but of being Magid in the Kurush Macholkes between Tosfos and Meiri about how they view an Eved Kananis, Shifra Kananis, is it a Jew or not a Jew. But then we saw the fourth answer. Fourth answer to how you could write a Ksevas, you could tattoo a Ksevas Kaka on one's Eved. Tosfos in our Sugya says, because even if you want to say that it is an Issa D'Raisa of Ksevas Kaka, still it's going to be a Kosher Get, just how we learned that a custom Get Al Isuri and all is going to be Kosher. Because just because you violate an Issa, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to invalidate the Chalos, that you're, or in this case, the Get, that you're trying to accomplish. So that we then asked, why would we have thought that it should be mivatel, right? Why should we have thought that this iser of Ksevas Kaka should be mivatel, this chalos of the get? So we said it goes back to what we just learned way earlier in the beginning of the year. We saw there's a machlokas within two different tosfosim. And the pasuk says v'kas of law, save v'krisos, who's the v'kas of law? Who has to write the get? According to one tosfos, it's referring to the Baal, but the Baal himself has to write the get. And therefore, if it's anyone else but the Baal and he has a sofer writing for him, that sofer is writing midin shlichos, mitor shlichos, and he has to be a full kasher shlichos in all the ways. But according to a different Tosfos, the kasher of law, sefer kishos is referring to anyone. You don't have to have the Baal writing it, and therefore, when the sofer is writing the get, he's not writing the get mitam shlichos. Anyone's allowed to write the get. So we said, according to the Tosfos, who learns the kasher of law, sefer kishos is referring to the Baal, that the husband has to be the one that is writing the get. And that the sofer there works mitor shlichus, we have another principle of ain shlichus l'davar avera. There's no concept of shlichus when it comes to doing avera. So if Ksevas Kaka is an Issa D'Raisa, so we would think that the whole chalosh should now become batel muvuto once this sofer who's working mitor shlichus is doing the Ksevas Kaka, because this is a sofer who is tattooing the Ksevas Kaka. So we would hold, the habamina was that we would invoke ain shlichus l'davar avera. Kamash b'la, no. Even according to this day in Tosfos, we're not going to invoke Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. And the Chalos is still going to be valid. So the obvious question, why? Why would we not say Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera and that this Chalos is still going to be valid? So the Kitcher, I'm not going to go in full depth to this point, but there's a Tosfos above Metzid Daf Yud that views the whole Sugah of Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera not to be referring to whether the Chalos can be Chal or not. He holds L'olam the Chalos is always going to be Chal when it comes to Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. And the whole discussion of Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera or Yesh Shlichus Dvar Avera is about who is going to receive the Onesh. Who is responsible for the punishment of fulfilling the Avera, but L'olam, the Chalos will still be Chal. So that's according to this that opinion, that now answers the Habamina of why we would have thought that it shouldn't be valid because it's an Isser, because Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, and why we are not worried about it because this Tosfos, you can rely on this Tosfos Bam Metzia Daf Yod, who says that it's about the Onesh. And we're going to come back, and this Tosfos in Bam Metzia Daf Yod helps us also later on in this Sugya, as we'll see. Then we saw a fifth answer, the Node Behudo and a combination of Rebbe. The fifth answer as to why Ksevas Kaka on an Eved is going to be totally fine. So the Node Behudo draws up the following case. He says, what happens if Reuven appoints a Shaliach, we're going to call him Shimon, which is who we called him in Shir, to write a get for his wife, for Reuven's wife, Rachel. So Reuven goes ahead, he gives the get to Shimon to now give to his wife, Rachel, and Shimon gets there, and Rachel doesn't want the get. So Shimon, by force, gives a get al korchach to Rachel. Rachel doesn't want it, she's upset, she's angry, she puts it away, she does whatever she does with it. But a few weeks later, she's like, you know what? I kind of want to be divorced to this guy at this point. I'm regretting that. I want to be able to use this get. Could we rely on this get or not? So at first glance, you would think, why not? Of course, it should be totally fine. We know a get al korchach is a valid gerushin. So this is a get al korchach. This should be fine. So he said, not so fast, because Rabbeinu Gershom in the Chirim, on anyone that gives a get al korchach. So the words of the Noda Behuda raises, maybe we should invoke Ein Shlichus Tadvar Avera, because Shimon here did an Avera by giving this get al korchach. It was against the Chirim of Rabbeinu Gershom. And the get should be vato. There should be no chalos. Possible understanding of the Shiloh of the Noda Behuda. But there are three reasons that we could have also possibly been Mekel. Three reasons to allow her to rely on this get. Number one, Tosas Bar Mitzvah Dafyod. According to Tosas Bar Mitzvah Dafyod, Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera doesn't cancel the Chalos. Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, the Chalos is still Kayim. It's just a discussion about who receives the onus or not. So if you're going down that route, so even though there's an Avera done, this is still a valid get. The question was just, is Reuven going to get the punishment or Shimon going to get the punishment? Second reason to be Mekel was because, even if you want to say that no, this is the real Makor, Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, and that the Chalos will be ripped up and it's going to be Batal Mevuto, this was a Chirim of Rabbeinu Gershom. This wasn't an Isser. So why are you saying that Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera applies even to a Chirim? That's a big Chiddush in of itself. And then answer number three, which is why we brought this in the first place, is because Reuven never told Shimon to do the Isser route. Even if you want to say that this is an Isser, and Chirim counts as Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, Reuven never told Shimon to give the get al korchach. Reuven appointed Shimon as a shaliach to give a get to his wife Rachel, and Shimon gave it by al korchach against the chayim der Rabbeinu Gershom. Who says Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera is when you didn't tell your shaliach to do it? This was Shimon on his own who did the Avera. That wasn't his. The Minor Shlichus wasn't for him to do the Avera. Minor Shlichus was for him to give a get. Shimon, on his own volition, went ahead and did the Avera. So perhaps that's not going to be subject to Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. So Rebbe said, if you want to go down this third reason to be making on the shaliach, well, that could be the fifth answer to our sugya as to why you can do Kosev's Kaka on the Evan, why that was not an issue. Because over here, the Baal never told the Sofer to do Kosev's Kaka. The Baal told the Sofer, the Baal told someone, write a get to my Isha. And this guy, this lunatic, went ahead and he tattooed the get onto this Evan. I don't know if I should use the word lunatic, but he went ahead and he tattooed this get onto the Evan. So it was the Sofer did it on his own volition. So that's not subject to Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. That's why the Ksavos Kaka on the Eved is going to be totally fine. And then just to finish up, the last Nekuda, we mentioned that Reish Lakish, to answer the Shaila, said, Gudrus Ein Lahem Chazaka, that we wanted to know ultimately, would this get be valid? If a woman's walking around where this Eved was muchtak to be her husband's, and it's tattooed on, so now we solved already the problem of Ksavos Kaka, how that's possible. Now we wanted to know, being down in the real Shaila, so are we assuming that the Baal was mocking this over to the Isha that belongs to her, or are we assuming that the Eved just ran over to her, and therefore it's not able to be a valid get? So Reish Lakish answered, Gudrus Ein Lahem Chazaka, it's not a valid get, because Gudrus, these sons, don't have a Chazaka, because we can't keep track. We can't be sure that it was a real Nesina. Maybe they just walked over to you. Maybe this Eved just walked over to her. So we're Ma'orer that this whole concept of Gudrus Ein Lahem Chazaka is only Ein Lahem Chazaka L'Acher. No Chazaka right away. So this, however, if it's L'Acher Shlosh Hashanim, and it was a Cheskes Gimel Shanim that this Isha made on the Eved, so just like you can make a Cheskes Gimel Shanim on Karka and everyone knows that it belongs to you, so everyone, even in this case, we would agree, Gudrus Ein Lahem Chazaka is just L'Acher. That right away, within 3 years, we're not going to say that this is a valid get. But after 3 years, if the Isha is still walking around with this Eved, then we're going to say that there could be a Chazaka, because she made a Cheskes Gimel Shanim on this Eved, and we can now assume that it is her. That is the Sugya.